Welcome to LLA Reports, a podcast produced by the Louisiana Legislative Auditor's Office. This podcast is intended to be an oral representation of the written reported highlights and is primarily for the use of the Louisiana Legislature. This is Ashley Brickeen. I'm a senior auditor for LLA's Performance Audit Services. This episode of LLA Reports focuses on our new report titled Oversight of Outreach and Participation, Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children. This report provides the results of our evaluation of the Louisiana Department of Health's, or LDH's, oversight of outreach and participation in Louisiana's Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC. According to the most recent report issued by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, in December 2025, Louisiana ranked 50th in the nation for WIC participation. Overall, we found LDH could improve its oversight of clinic outreach and address other barriers such as transportation and restrictive appointment requirements that may contribute to Louisiana's low WIC participation rate. Specifically, we found that during federal fiscal years 2024 through 2025, LDH did not ensure WIC clinics met outreach requirements. According to outreach reports from federal fiscal years 2025, 56 of 100 clinics did not conduct at least one outreach activity per month as required by policy. We also found that LDH could integrate tools to streamline the income verification process at WIC clinics to prevent delays in enrollment. In addition, LDH requires income verification letters for cash-paid applicants to enroll in WIC, which is more stringent than federal regulations require. Unnecessary application requirements create administrative burdens that may make it challenging for individuals to access and use government benefit programs like WIC. LDH also could improve participation by ensuring that more clinics offer appointments off-site and outside of regular business hours, and that parents are aware of exceptions to required in-person clinic visits. As of April 2026, 81 of Louisiana's 100 WIC clinics operated exclusively from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Additionally, Louisiana has one mobile clinic, but it only serves Barksdale Air Force Base. We found as well that LDH could improve participation in the WIC program by addressing transportation barriers, ensuring strategic placement of WIC clinics, offering accurate information about available clinics, and ensuring clinic staff respond to phone calls. LDH does not include WIC transportation in its Medicaid contracts and has one in-house WIC transportation van serving only two parishes. In addition, 23.5% of our calls to clinics for interviews went unanswered. We found, too, that LDH could improve food redemption rates among WIC participants through expanded product options and nutritional education. In calendar year 2025, 46.8% of the total units included in WIC food packages were not redeemed. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, during federal fiscal years 2021 through 2024, Louisiana did not use $111.6 million, or 34.6%, of available WIC funding. LDH also should require clinic staff to regularly address low redemption rates through nutrition education focused on items not being redeemed. As a result of our report, we developed 13 recommendations. We recommended that LDH amend its policy to increase its review of WIC clinics to identify more clinics that are potentially not conducting outreach activities at least once a month as required, so eligible residents are aware of the benefits and availability of the WIC program. We also recommended that LDH provide examples of appropriate outreach activities to clinics and ensure that clinic outreach activities are appropriate, as well as consider setting up a hotline or online portal to streamline verification of WIC applicants' enrollment in SNAP and TANF programs. We recommended as well that LDH consider eliminating the requirement of income verification letters for cash-paid applicants and allow those applicants to use self-declaration letters as permitted by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Six more recommendations focused on WIC clinics. We recommended that LDH increase the number of clinics offering off-site appointments and explore expanding partnerships with home visit programs to directly enroll families in WIC. In addition, we recommended that LDH increase the percentage of clinics offering appointments before 8 a.m., after 4:30 p.m., and on the weekends, and require that clinics communicate the state's physical participation exceptions for infants and children. We recommended, too, that LDH include WIC appointments as covered expenses in its Medicaid contracts and expand the availability of in-house transportation services for WIC participants, as well as develop a plan to increase WIC clinic services in Plaquemines and West Feliciana parishes. Additionally, we recommended that LDH ensure that clinic information shared through its website, app, and other digital tools is regularly verified and updated and include guidelines on answering and returning phone calls in its annual training and internal policies. Finally, we recommended that LDH explore ways it can maximize flexibility for food items consistently redeemed at low rates and direct WIC clinics to review participant redemption rates and provide guidance on when and how to use that information in providing education on items not being redeemed. As part of its response, which is included in the report as Appendix A, LDH agreed with 12 of the recommendations and partially agreed with one recommendation. We hope you found this podcast informative and that you'll follow future episodes of LLA Reports. This podcast was created as part of the audit report just discussed and is intended primarily for the use of the Louisiana Legislature. Both the full report and the podcast can be found on the LLA's website at www.lla.la.gov. Thank you for listening.